Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jake threw out this question today. We're going to have him walk it through us. We're going to have him walk us through it. It's been a Friday, all right? I just finished telling everybody that I'm on the struggle bus today. I think now you know, if you've been listening all show. But he talking about a bad food experience and then just a bad experience in general. What do you have for us, Jake?
Yeah, so last night I was debating on where to go to pick up food because my wife wasn't going to be home, so it was really up to me on what I was going to get. So
aren't those the best nights?
No, I actually dread them.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to come home and just have her homemade meal and eat right when I get home. I don't want to have to stop and spend the money on something for myself.
The only reason why I like it is we live in a house with four women. Every meal is some level of a debate or a discussion. And so when it's just like, all right, I know these three things are off the table if they're involved in decision making. So I actually have it becomes paralysis by over analysis because I'm like, I could get literally anything and no one can tell me no. Earl, you got to feel this too, right? You got two daughters, man.
I got two daughters, but I'm a single dad. I'm not married. I date. I'm not in a relationship. And I live at home by myself, so...
Oh, you have freedom. I think what we heard there is freedom.
You know how you said you live in a house with just four girls? I live in a house and there's four rooms and it's just me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I walk around how I want to. I eat what I want to. If I want to cook last night, I cooked two different meals. I made some shrimp. I always do the shrimp scampi with some rice. And then I like salmon. So I made me some salmon to put off to the side for when I get off work today. Mm. So, you know, I like... Well, I
somebody's
enjoy
living the dream.
Yeah, it's also fun until it's not.
Yeah, well, I would also say it helps to be single if you look like you instead of looking like me, buddy. All right, so bad experience. Can we get this back on track?
Yeah, so I went to this Mexican restaurant, this carryout place where, you know, you order your food in a line. And I go up there, and I've had some bad experiences here in the past, but it was what I was craving. So I went ahead and went for it, and I'm in the line, and my protein of choice is usually like ground beef or taco meat if they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I asked for, but they were out of it on the line. So the worker was a little disgruntled, but, you know, walked the 5 or so feet it took to grab another container of the ground beef. And he puts it in the line, or he puts it on the line and tells the workers behind him, hey, fire up more ground beef. This is the last one. And the worker in the back, I mean, I can see him clear as day. He's yelling and throwing a fit about having to do that. And I can't even say what he was saying on air. He was throwing out expletives, not just the fact that he had to do more work, but he was like, oh man, who would want that? That is terrible. That's gross. I tried it for the first time 2 days ago and it tastes like, again, an expletive that I can't say on air. And the whole time I'm like, well, thanks. I just put a scoop of that on my burrito that I'm about to eat later.
Also,
and it just threw off the entire experience.
Also, you cooked it, you idiot.
Like, that is true.
Like,
yeah.
If you're, oh, this tastes horribly. And who was the chef?
What time did this said establishment close? And what time did you pull up to said establishment?
I think they closed at 10. I got there after work around like 7:30.
Oh, 7:40. So we can't even do that. They were shutting down. Yeah, that's a rough one.
And they were dead inside too. Like I went in, literally, I was the first one there in line. And yeah, I just, none of them were friendly, but like when you're making those comparisons to the meat that I literally just put on the burrito that I'm going to eat in about 20 minutes, it just made the entire experience terrible. And the food wasn't that great either.
That's where I was going to go is, did the food at least make up for it?
No, not even a little.
Because if you have a bad experience with like a, because listen, I feel like I'm pretty understanding about a bad customer service experience. I worked in a restaurant. I know how, man, if a day starts bad and goes downhill, there's no pulling the nose up on that thing. There's so much you don't control. A lot of it's people's attitudes. I tend to be really forgiving with people who have bad attitudes because I'm like, you just be having a bad day, man. Like, when somebody's like, I've been in this business 12 years, that tells you they're good at it on some level because they keep getting hired. So I do just trust that. It doesn't mean underneath it all, I'm not like, all right, this food better be damn good.
I do not play about bad customer service. And I have that. That is one of those pet peeve trigger type things for me. Because, one, the state of this world that we live in now, the amount of money things cost, like just to feed yourself, is ridiculous. But you still got to eat. So if I pull up to your establishment willing to pay whatever said price is for said item, my food better be quality and your attitude better be quality. Because a couple reasons. You picked this job. You are here by choice. Most jobs in this country are at-will employment. They tell you that when you go through the entire situation. And this is me, a former person that worked in fast food. I cannot stand fast food restaurants that's not fast. It bothers me. You know what we used to do? Shout out to my boss, Maxine. 60-second cars. When you come through the drive-thru, ding. You take your order. As soon as you hear that ding, the first thing somebody should do, hi, how can I help you? Or if they can't help you, hi, can you give me a second? I'll be right with you. When I hear that ding and nobody comes on the speaker within 3 seconds, we automatically got a problem. This is starting off all the way bad.
But here's what I'll tell you. Give me a bad experience, but good food over bad food and a good experience. Yes?
Yes.
Like, I'm pretty patient in a lot of the different scenarios. You could be the LeBron James of serving. You could be the LeBron James of customer service. If that food, because getting back to the idea of how much things cost, I pay $150 for my family to go out to dinner, and the food is not good. There's very few more, like, defeating feelings, like, on the damn planet. Because you're like, man, I never go out to eat, and I just never get to do this. This is just okay.
I like patience. And so to me, when you use the term, this is a fast food restaurant, I shouldn't be in your drive-thru for 10, 15 minutes. I don't care how many cars is there.
You've been spoiled by one chain very specifically.
But I think that for me, no, honestly, I've been spoiled by my own experiences. Because I kid you not, I used to work at Wendy's when I was 16 to like 20. And 60-second cars was a real thing. You got 60 seconds to take their order, get them to the window, get their money, and get them back to where they need to go. If you got fresh hot food and everybody's doing their job, kind of like football, fast food is the ultimate team sport. You need all parts moving in the right direction to have success. Me personally, I cannot stand bad attitudes when I pull up to your establishment because I didn't do anything to you.
Real quick, though, you can choose bad food or bad experience.
Bad experience.
So, meaning like that pisses you off more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jake, which one?
No, I agree with you guys. Like last night after I ate what was a pretty terrible burrito, I was like, yeah, maybe if I had good service, it would make up for it.
216-474-0092. What's worse, bad food or bad experience? They usually go hand in hand. So yeah. That makes it even more compounding there. We got the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.